You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. Britain's highest mountain has grown by a metre. Ordnance Survey now calculates that Ben Nevis stands at 1,345 metres tall. Well, this was the view from the top back in 1937, when it was just 1,344 metres.
That's Loch Linnhe winding lazily through the glen, and from here is visible every considerable peak in Scotland. Fort William, our starting point, is about 5 miles away, but the mist is coming very close. At this height, we have found just about the meanest temperature in Scotland. The gradient is about 1 in 5 and rather rough going, but the effort is certainly worth it. To climb to the summit takes between 2 and 3 hours, and from the top you can look down upon a view as gloriously wild as you could wish, the Highlands of Bonnie Scotland.
Wonderful sounds recording. Wonderful sounds of British pathé. Well, Mark Greaves is a geodetic analyst at Ordnance Survey, which means that he's a mountain measurer. Mark Greaves, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And it was you who established that actually we've been getting it wrong as far as Ben Nevis is concerned.
Yeah, I was responsible for doing the calculations. Some of my colleagues did the survey, but I crunched all the numbers and realised that we'd slightly raised Ben Nevis a little bit.
And I'm wrong, it hasn't grown, has it?
Not physically.
We've been wrong all along.
Not wrong, just different. The original survey from 1949 was very close. It was remarkably accurate considering the methods that was used and the conditions that they worked under. So we've just done a better improved answer.
Okay, well tell us what the methods were.
Back in 1949 there was a team of 6 or 7 people, £200 worth of equipment, and I think they climbed the mountain every evening. The observations took place at night every evening for I think it's 20 consecutive evenings in order to take the necessary angles and measurements just to get that one answer. So it was a massive undertaking, quite literally a military operation, not just on Ben Nevis, but on the surrounding mountains as well that they were trying to measure to.
Okay, and so what do you do now?
It's a little easier now. You still have to climb the mountain, I'm afraid. But our surveyors took up a survey-grade GPS receiver, a satellite positioning receiver, and recorded about 2 hours of data at the top, and then we kind of do some fancy computations on it a bit later once it's come back down.
Okay, so you basically look at a screen and write the number down. Not quite so romantic.
No, it's not quite as romantic, but yeah, it's all kind of computerised and just run the data through some very clever software to produce the answer.
I mean, it is a sort of slightly mad but amazing job you have in a way, measuring mountains.
It's not something you do every day. I mean, Ordnance Survey's main focus is obviously capturing mapping change, maybe in urban areas. We have 250 surveyors capturing 10,000 changes a day, and this is, you know, the new height for Ben Nevis is just one of them. But yeah, it is a little bit interesting, a little bit different to kind of measure mountains now and again.
And is that it? Do we now know that Ben Nevis is this high, or could we be at a point revising that figure in the future?
No, I would say that's it. The new height is accurate to just a few centimetres. So unless we have any kind of geological change, as a serious uplift or something, then yeah, Ben Nevis is now fixed.
Or if somebody goes and puts a pile of boulders up the top.
They might do, but we wouldn't measure that. We always try and measure the natural height of the mountain rather than any kind of man-made things that are plonked on top of it.
Mark Greaves, thank you very much. You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.